pull up on a nigga, tell that nigga bad, bad. I'm too good with these words, watch a nigga bad track. If I die, all I know is I'm a motherfucking legend. It's too late for my city, I'm the youngest nigga reppin'. Oh my God, if I die, I'm a legend. Oh my God, if I die, I'm a legend. I'm a first, I'm on tour. Got a girl, she from the side. Used to work, used to dance in Texas. Now she clean the house every day. I was struggling to learn what life's about. On my way, money taught me Spanish. Make it on delay. Way up north, packing Honda cars. They don't know who we are. Fuck them all. They only pussy niggas shooting at the star. Right or wrong, I'ma right my wrongs. They can't live this long. You don't know where you're gonna go. I got this shit mapped out strong. When I pull up on a nigga, tell that nigga bad back. I'm too good with these words, watch a nigga bad track. All I know, if I die, I'm a motherfucking legend. It's too late for my city, I'm the youngest nigga rapping. Oh my God, if I die, I'm a legend. Oh my God, if I die, I'm a legend. I'm the one. Why do I feel like the only one? Why do I feel like you owe me one? 6 G.O.D, I'm the holy one. Yeah, you know what's up, yeah. They been up for a minute now. You know they all sentimental now. You know they all acting different now. And I just can't pretend. Seen too much, it's so hard for me to let new people in. I can't change, this shit set in stone. They can't live this long, you don't. Shit mapped out strong. When I pull up on a nigga, tell that nigga bad back. I'm too good with these words, watch a nigga bad track. All I know, if I die, I'm a motherfucking legend. It's too late for my city, I'm the youngest nigga rapping. Oh my God, if I die, I'm a legend. Oh my God, if I die, legend, I'm the one.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yo, welcome back. We in there at Strictly 80s Joel. The final month of radio.
Yes. How many more shows are we doing?
I'm counting right now, actually.
Next week.
This is the last April show.
All right, so we're doing next week.
So we've got next week, the night before my thesis defense.
Then is everybody's... Is everybody's headset situation working?
No.
No, you want to try those ones?
Do a good bit.
Go try out that mic, that Michael.
Check.
Oh, it's a good Michael.
It's a fresh Michael.
Oh, that's a Michael Sarah.
That's a kinky Michael right there.
So we got tonight. We got next week, the night before my thesis defense. Yep. Then we got the Wednesday after, the Tuesday night after that, May 10th. Which will be the evening after I have some weird lumps on my body melted off.
Excuse me?
It'll be nice. Hello.
Hello.
Then we've got the 17th, and then that's probably it. So we have three more shows after this. unless I'm here on the 24th and don't go to Morocco, which is possible. You guys could keep doing it without me, but I'm kind of the life and soul of the show.
I haven't been listening to a single thing you said.
Joe.
In 3 minutes.
On the 17th.
Yeah, this always happens.
We'd be coming back from Dave and Buster's, dude. And that would be the top.
Yeah, we got to do radio then.
Oh,
yeah,
dude, we're doing
radio.
I mean,
after
Dave and Buster's. Yeah, that's the last show.
Yeah.
Dude, we're doing it for about 8 hours after that. I don't care if there's people after us.
We're kicking them out.
I know we have a show that follows us.
We're getting a whole lot of Strictly 80s show.
Let's talk about it. I hope they let Piper. DJ Esteban.
Yeah, definitely.
A classic.
Yeah, throw
dude,
DJ
Burns.
You know
who I'm going to insist comes?
Who?
Insist, Sam Worthington.
DJ.
Insist. I insist.
Yeah.
Dude, he hasn't been a friend of the show this semester.
He has not.
But.
He's been a friend of the show hosts this semester.
Which one?
Us.
Yeah.
One in the same.
Oh, listeners, you can't see this, but DJ Roan is wearing a nice shirt right now.
A crisp shirt.
I did not see until now. Well, DJ, we have DJ Burrs in the studio.
How's it going, fam?
DJ Burrs, give them a hot take on that shirt right now.
Dude, give them a hot take.
We're talking sleek and slender. Great. Oh, the shirt I'm wearing?
No.
Rowan's the model right now.
Yeah.
Rowan's.
Yo,
we're
what shirt are you?
Sleek
DJ
and
Burrs,
slender.
What shirt are you wearing?
Shirt.
Show the listeners. All I see is a sweatshirt. Take it off. So at least lift
what
it.
What was I talking about before?
At
this,
least
actually.
Lift it up to chest level so I can see what it is. Also gray.
Wow.
Oh, it's got a jumbo on it.
It's got a jumbo.
He's wearing
on
a tough shirt.
What was I actually talking about before?
You were
this.
Talking about how Swerthington needs to come.
Oh yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Because he has been a friend of the show this year, but
he's a friend of the show.
No. In Strictly 80s Joel history,
yeah.
He's a major player.
Same reason we need DJ Doge.
Sophomore year, he dominated.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, DJ Doge dominated freshman year.
And most years until this year, to be honest. Dominated in terms of sheer
he was on so many freshman shows. It was like, for a while, it was like me, you, and Piper like every week.
Yes. Yeah. Doge's not Piper. Doge's Hoof.
Oh, Doge. Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, and Esteban.
Esteban, Doge.
DJ Esteban.
Swerth.
We got to get a call from DJ Lady Freights.
Yes.
Oh.
That's for
and
sure.
And DJ.
Hitler?
What was Aaron's?
Ronnie M.
Of
Ronnie M's got to be here.
That's a lot already.
Oh.
Dude, Dorian. Dude.
DJ Dorian.
Yeah, you need
John D. John Dorian.
Yeah.
Dr. John Dorian of Scrubs. we'll be attending.
It's a lot.
Yeah,
a lot of people.
A lot of butts
starting
in the seats.
A raffle for Zach Braff signatures. Starting a raffle tonight.
Oh, dude, Schmitty would not pay a dime for that. I can tell you that right now. So we've got, you know, whole squad on that real shit.
Yeah.
And that's gonna be good. This one tonight, also gonna be good. May 3rd. I should say May 4th. Sorry, it's midnight. May 4th.
No, they're all going to be good.
Going to be great. May 11th, it'll be a little testy, but it'll be very good. And then May 18th, baller season.
Wait, what's going on May 11th? What's that week about?
That week
it's
is
finals.
That week is when some people have finals.
I don't have a final then.
That week is Weezer Cruise.
Yes.
Ooh.
Which, listeners, if you're listening, May 13th.
Right.
May 13th be with you.
We're not even trying to be... We're not... The Ides of May 13th. We aren't even trying to be coy about it. This isn't a joke. May 13th.
Yeah, May 13th.
Yes.
Be there.
6 p.m.
Yes.
My house.
Yes.
Weezer Cruise 5, also known as Weezer Cruise 7.
Right, yes.
By some corners of the Tufts population.
Yeah. They just count in a different way. They use superdelegates.
Speaking of politics, that you were
throwing in, yeah.
You were doing that. In the American calendar, when Sunday starts the week, that week has Mother's Day in it.
True.
May 8th. Don't forget your mothers. I'm seeing Hop Along to celebrate.
To celebrate Mother's Day.
Yes, she's a woman. She will likely become a mother.
Who, your mom?
Mm-hmm.
The singer of Hopalong, his mother. Yeah.
Yeah, my mother. She's from Philadelphia.
Is Hopalong from Philadelphia?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's made that well known.
I have.
Good. Not to me, apparently.
Philly fresh on that real shit.
Play some Hop Alone.
Okay, we could do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had some complaints last week from the listeners that we didn't play enough music. So
how could they?
So I'm gonna put on. I'm gonna
Which
put on.
Listeners,
hey, we got.
We're looking for you.
We've got a full. I hope fan who's an adult and loves is very kind to us. I hope you're listening. We missed a couple weeks. We're sorry.
Yeah,
we're here.
We may have lost you.
Ride us to the end.
Yes.
Call us. You can come to one of these shows.
We will be shiny and chrome, dude.
If you're one of the 10 people streaming right now.
Yeah.
That's nice. Do you want me to play some music?
Do you think there are any closet Joe fans out there?
Closeted what?
Closeted Joel fans out there. Like, people that, like, regular listeners who've just never outed themselves.
Victor Chow.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Of course.
Every so often I run into somebody who's like, who I haven't spoken to in a long time.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I've listened to like 4 or 5 of your radio shows.
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah. That occasionally happens. The last year, it might have been sophomore year. I don't know. Some year I went home for Thanksgiving and went and made a foolish mistake to go to my high school's like annual football game. And there's this kid named, if you're listening, Mark Colalillo. A good patriot.
If you're listening, you're a big fan of the show.
You're a big fan. Clearly, yeah. If you're still listening. And like, I was not, no offense, Mark. We were not friends. You're not in my grade. You're just a guy who cheated in Spirit Week and rigged some elections, and I respect you for that.
Rigged elections?
Yeah, he's sick, dude.
How?
He's a dirty politician that cheated at everything.
That's of corruption in school politics.
Dude, I had some serious backroom deals as VP. I had a Ted Cruz, John Kasich thing going on where I cheated like the class beneath us to make us win.
What?
It was sick.
Make you win what?
Like we have a Spirit Week thing that's like a week of competitions, and there's all these different ones, and I was
for
like
for all different grades competing against
each other. Yeah. Each grade competes, and I was like, you know, I was like the first mate of mine for junior and senior year because I was VP, and I met the VP of one of the other of the grade beneath us one time in the gym. Like one of the gym teachers like got us in there, closed the doors, told us not to tell anyone, and like I was just like, yo, in this competition, you don't come at us. We don't come at you. And then they didn't come at us, and we came at them. And we win.
What a strategy.
That's such a lame thing to do.
Full proof.
I actually don't remember how hard we came
Get
at them.
Get this man a job.
I don't think we like blatantly betrayed that pact, but they shouldn't have. It was just a bad deal for them in the first place.
Yeah.
Like, I honored the deal, but like.
Yeah.
They were dumb.
How to make a deal, dude. Dude, this weekend when I was home for Passover.
The art of the meal. Hey, congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
It's a boy.
This year's Passover, a boy.
No, birthday. I'm just saying, it's a boy.
Look at him. This Passover, I was home, and we actually went to our neighbors, and our neighbor in their downstairs attic had like all their like
their what?
A cabinet
their
of
downstairs
like,
attic.
Their downstairs attic.
Wait,
dude. No, what I'm kidding. No, their basement. I meant to say basement. Yeah. Their basement.
Something's not adding up.
Where are we in the house? We're in the basement, and in their like cabinet of games, they had Trump, the board game.
What?
The Art of Making the Deal.
That's so sick.
Wait, there's a board game of that?
We had a lot of Manischewitz
wine. Dude, do you think
wine,
we could get Trump to make a little video for Weezer Cruise?
Absolutely.
Oh, I honestly think we could do that.
All right.
We'd be official employees of his campaign.
Dude, we could just tell him it's for the actual Weezer Cruise and we're like representatives of the Weezer
of
Cruise.
Weezer wants to open
I'll
for
email,
your show.
I'll email Corey Lewinsky or whatever his name is.
Lewandowski.
Suspicious? Coincidence?
Potential Monica?
No, that's a, just as confusing as Rosario Dawson's comments, which didn't make sense. I'm going to open something to the floor. We can start off, if any listeners want to chime into this, I believe it's important that Burzok field all questions about Passover. I think there should be an Ask Burzok about Passover segment.
I think there needs to be some music for it first.
All right, I got it.
Some music underneath.
Oh, absolutely.
I also am going to run to the other room and get the charger.
Okay. You do youth, man.
Play Dayenu.
Wait, Dianu? I've got this hot track. Oh, wait, Burz, have you been mitzvahed?
No.
Yo, you should have told us. We could have had a b'nai mitzvah between you and Aaron.
Really?
Yeah, well, I mean, we mitzvahed him. You were there.
Yeah.
Right? Were you there? You
was
didn't
he
come.
Officially mitzvahed?
We had a bar mitzvah for him at our house.
When was that?
In the fall. I think you couldn't come.
Damn.
Yeah, he read his Haftorah reading from the back of the DVD box of Gangs of New York.
Yeah, we circumcised him.
We did circumcise him. We did. Dude. Yeah, I'm...
That's incredible.
We'll save the circumcision debate panel for the final episode. That could be good. Just a full panel. But, Burz, I'm going to ask you a question about Passover.
Here we
go. Your Passover specifically.
My Passover.
Did you sacrifice a baby goat?
Not this year.
Not this year.
Yeah. No, it's an every 5 year cycle kind of thing. Yeah. So, you know, we're in 2016 now. So last year we did it.
Where what?
2015.
Where what?
Oh, where you sacrificed the baby goat.
No. Before that.
It's a 5 year cycle.
We're in 2016.
Feel old yet?
What?
Oh my God.
2014.
Was 2 years 70 ago.
70 years ago.
Yeah.
2017 was?
Dude, we are closer.
A different era, dude, if you will.
We are closer to 2017 than Cleopatra was.
Than ever in history. Pyramids, we're closer to 2017 than ever in history, dude.
Whoa. Yeah.
Whoa.
Dude. We're closer to my birthday than we are to Mozart's birthday.
Nice.
What?
Isn't that crazy?
Way what? Better birthday to be close to.
All right, well, Burz, thank you for answering my question. If anyone else has any Passover questions, we'll reboot the segment.
Yeah, but let us know.
But for now...
You got your half-Jew in the house.
Half-Jew in the house.
That's a good sitcom.
One house, yeah. Half a Jew. Half-Jew in the house.
Is he in it or outside of it?
We don't know.
He's in it. We know. It's in the title.
We'll see you next week.
Hey. Oh, man. That's a classic Burz moment.
Can I get the aux cord? N aux cord. Is there only one now?
I thought there's we were playing Hop Along.
I feel like they die.
Dude, Rowan doesn't
this
listen to us.
This is not aux.
This is aux.
Oh, there we go.
It just doesn't have anything. No. Jay, do you want me to play some Hop Along?
Yeah.
Yo, do you have any requests or shall I play one?
You shall
play. I was
going
to play.
Surprise us.
An artist.
After Hop Along.
Mozart?
Who?
Mozart, yeah.
Recently left us.
Fife Dog.
Fife.
Van Gogh?
Who?
Vincent Van Gogh?
Yes.
Recent in relative terms to the age of the universe.
Well known for his music.
Yes.
The music one.
All right, well, I'm going to play some Hoop Along. Is that okay?
Hoppy.
Go for it.
Is that okay with you boys?
Let's do it.
Go for it.
I think we should just talk over it.
I don't.
Okay.
Oh,
Welcome.
Yeah, welcome.
Did that go through?
Yeah.
Yo. Not with me.
Yo, your Michael's working, dude.
Yeah, your Michael's working. Maybe your head feels
on.
Dude,
you gotta play with that I'm knob.
Or that.
You heard it here.
That knob.
Or did you?
This knob?
Maybe not.
Is this mine or yours, that red I'm playing with?
That is yours. That is this.
Knobby boy.
Which is what you should be listening.
Right. How is that?
There it is. The magic.
Dude, I love
what is
magic.
Science?
All right, let's get to it right now.
All right.
Let's talk about the real issue here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What is it?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
Oh, the real issue?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Like film reels?
Yes.
Like how they're highly flammable?
Yes.
And that's our PSA, folks. Hope you enjoyed it.
We got a caller.
I hope they're here to ask about Passover. All right. Hello, caller. Welcome to Strictly 80s Joel.
Hi, Joel.
Joel.
Hi, Joel.
Hey.
Hello?
Hey.
Oh, God. This is already a wet blanket.
No.
No? Do you have a Passover question, or are you calling about something else?
New show, who dis?
I have a Passover question.
Okay, in that case.
Is this Doje?
Let's hear... No.
No.
Let's hear the Passover question.
Okay. Here's my Passover question. So
keep it clean.
Yeah. Okay. So
no.
So here's my Passover question. My Passover question is: what's the deal with yarmulkes?
I don't think that's specifically Passover.
I think Jews have been asking themselves the same thing for thousands of years. No.
Why make a hat so small that you need a clip to hold it on your head? Why not just make it bigger?
I actually somewhat agree. Like, if you're going to wear a hat, like, you want it, there needs to be some utility to it. You know what I'm
There
what
are
I'm
some
about?
Big kippahs.
Dude, I like those.
That could cover your whole head.
I don't know what
See, I'm down for that.
As a goyim, or a goy, I guess goyim's the plural.
Mm-hmm.
I like those big round ones. I don't know what they're called, but like that those Russian Jews
like
wear.
Orthodox Jews. Those,
but like I feel like some Orthodox Jews wear the ones that are like kind of like fedoras, but
yeah,
better.
Not the top hats.
Not those. There's these big ass round furry
they
ones.
They only wear top hats. Some of them only wear top hats to service, and then they have those like big round ones on their heads during the
I'm writing. Oh, big furry dogs is getting a Google
big
search
furry
first.
Big furry dogs.
Nice.
Okay,
good.
Wait. Okay, another...
You got to wear them every holiday.
Wait, one more? All right.
One more. So, if you see somebody wearing one of those giant furry hats or like a top hat or something like that, are they wearing a yarmulke under that?
Good question. They are.
Yes.
Wow.
I don't think that's true. Is that true?
It's double-hatted?
I've seen some people double-hatted
before.
Okay,
then you got me.
That is crazy.
I don't know if that's the tradition, but I've seen it.
If that's what happens, is a yarmulke kind of like, in that scenario, like, is it like underwear for your head?
It kind of is.
Holy underwear, sir. For your head, holy underwear. Right?
My pants underwear is holy underwear as well.
Dude, if only we had... If only
More
we had,
on that Swiss cheese.
Wait, you have another?
Yeah, so if a yarmulke is underwear for your head, do you also wear one... on your wiener?
Oh, hey.
No, you don't wear one on your wiener. There's just a wiener on your head. That's what you don't understand.
For Passover, though.
Oh, for all Jewish holidays.
No, for Passover, though.
Yeah.
You're right.
They make little ones.
Let's close off the rest of time. We're just looking at Passover, just the strict week of Passover.
Mm.
There's a wiener on your head, and that's why you got to wear a yarmulke.
Is it like...
Where?
It's the underwear of your head. Where? That's for you to find out. That's the whole lesson. That's what you're searching for.
Is that one of the plagues, or is that like the...
Is
that the story of Passover?
It's the biggest boil of the boil plague on your head, and you got to cover that up with something.
Thank God
you got one of those Orthodox yarmulkes.
Yo.
Wow.
caller, I want to get your... If you could chime in on this, I'd like to get your take. Top five plagues.
Five plagues?
Top five plagues. Not just top five plagues. Plagues.
Okay. Number five is Molesta contagiosa.
Good.
Number four is Sean Freight.
Oh. See, I'd have him higher.
That's a big plague.
Dude, what about that picture of him on a fake camel, though?
I was a fan. 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. All right, the rest of the plague. Yeah. Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, sorry. So number four, Sean Freight. Number three is global warming.
Climate change.
Big plague. Earth Day was just happened this week. Got to think about Earth Day. Big plague. Climate change, yeah. Is that number three?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
We're looking for two more.
Wow, we're looking for two more. So
are you sure? Plagues. Are you sure number two and one aren't also contagion? Molesta contagiosa.
Number one plague. Like, think about it for a second. The number one and number two plague.
Plague.
Who's the MJ of plagues?
It's got to be Black Plague.
Mary Jane.
The Black Plague. I think
Black
it's got to be
plague,
up there,
dude.
Black Plague is a really good plague. Okay, so number
that's
two.
That's
gotta
two.
I gotta go. Number two, Ebola.
Oh,
Ebola is a hot new pick, dude. It's a hot
Ebola,
newcomer.
It's that Steph Curry, dude.
Yeah, dude. It's a hot single in your area.
Yeah. Very important play.
Yes.
So what's number one?
It's fucking scary, dude.
Ebola?
Ebola?
The worst plague. The worst plague?
Number one.
Yep. Yes.
King plague.
I got to go millennials.
Oh. As a member of Generation X, I would agree.
Yeah, millennials.
See, I thought you were going to say multiculturalism, to which I would have agreed, because it is a plague upon society.
Yes.
Millennials, multiculturalism, it's the same.
Dude, this fast-paced weed lifestyle.
Yeah.
What about millennials really gets your goat? If you don't mind me asking.
You
know, sorry.
Yeah, it's all these kids, they've got their hippity hoppity.
Well said.
They've got their Beyonce.
Baywatch.
They think.
Oh, did you want some Beyonce?
They think they know something.
No.
No, he didn't.
Not on this show.
That's what he hates about
it. Joel, what it is they think they're so cool.
Millennials?
Millennials. But you know what? They're not.
Are they cooler or less cool than millenniums?
Yes.
Less.
Yes.
Yeah, good one.
Thanks,
dude. What a great show we have.
This has been pretty good, to be honest.
You guys have a great show.
You had some complaints last week. How are we doing?
I had complaints?
Yes. You said, and if I can scroll back far enough to quote, can someone talk while I cannot. It said, Joe, what happened to DJ Doja and Christopher Walken and everything that made Strictly Girl so great?
Oh, no, that was Sean Freight.
No, you said that.
That was Sean Freight. He's a plague.
He's a plague.
He is.
Fourth worst plague. Fourth best plague. It's the same thing. That was Sean.
All right. I'm sorry to judge. You also, I think, said, let me see if I can scroll high enough to get the quote. Was April 21st? No, not yet.
The 21st of the month.
I believe.
Listen, Joel, I'm a big fan of the show. I'm a friend of the show. I would never say this thing.
I think you said. All right, I can't find it, but
he's out for blood.
No, you're letting us.
Oh, I'm still
right
on
now.
The 21st. I'll find it. There's just a lot of talk about pools and stuff, dude. The 21st lasted some time. 20th would have been last week, correct? Yes. All right, I'm almost there, gang. You said, here's what you said. In referencing the show before us, you said, yeah, fuck these guys. For us, you said, your co-host really isn't killing it with the jokes right now, referring to Rowan.
Hey!
You said, 4 out of 10, less than mediocre, and then said, is that Worthington? Because it was that bad. And then at the end, hold on, you're not done yet. You said, "God, this show has gone to shit."
Yeah, that was Wyatt. I think.
Hey,
do you know who's calling right now?
Is this? I just assumed that this was Albert Einstein.
No,
friend of the show.
Yeah. This is Albert Einstein, friend of the show. That was Wyatt. That was Wyatt and Sean. They're just awful. They're, you know, terrible people.
That's fair.
Bad friends, really.
Yeah, bad plagues.
Bad plagues. I'm a friend of the show.
Yeah. Well, yeah, is there anything?
I always have been. So.
Yeah, you have. You know, you've been a good friend. You should. Yeah, question.
You're getting confused.
Question. Are you coming to Weezer Cruise? Everyone wants to know.
You mean, is Albert Einstein coming to...
Yeah, is Albert Einstein... And I'm asking very seriously, is Albert Einstein coming, leaving medical school in New York to come to Weezer Cruise Friday the 13th, of May?
No, I think I'm working that weekend.
All right, thank you, caller. Have a great day.
Okay.
Do you have any more Passover questions before I let you go? I think you've reached your peak.
Can I ask you a question about Shabbat?
Sure, hold on. Give me 1 second to get the correct...
We need the right music on.
Yeah. All right. Hit it.
Okay, so you know how on Shabbat you're not supposed to use, like, technology or work or touch anything?
Slow down a little
slow
bit.
Slow down, please. We're trying
slow
to...
Down.
Not
I'm
use.
Trying
please.
To...
Yeah. Wait. Yeah.
Okay, well, like, are you allowed to fap on Shabbat?
Well, that's not technology. I mean, you can't use a flashlight, but you can...
Well, then why even do it?
I mean, it's work.
Why
right?
even live?
I
mean,
the question is it kosher?
You can't use pornog.
Well, yeah, pornog's technology. Do you only ever use pornog?
Oh, this well, is I, if you're I, Orthodox. Is that the question?
Yeah, I guess, yeah, you know. Do you only fap if you're Orthodox? I mean...
You only fap if you're Orthodox. The great truth of humanity is revealed.
They have
no one
wild,
masturbates but the Orthodox Jews.
They have yes. wild imaginations that guide them to see many things.
See many things.
See many. See medic.
And that's all we can say about
feel
that.
Old yet?
Albert Einstein.
I will in 2017.
Ho! Oh, hey-o.
Hey-o.
Well, thank you very much, caller.
Okay, I'm gonna go to sleep now.
All right, have a nice night.
Good night, Joel.
Good night, Albert. Man, that guy.
Hulk Hogan tweeted tonight, "I am very sad."
No.
Oh, that's a, Do you that's know a bummer.
You know who's a great social media presence? Dwayne Johnson, also known as The Rock. Also known as Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yes.
He's very positive.
Dwayne Iraq Johnson.
Dwayne Iraq Johnson. Oh, what a quagmire.
Chirac Johnson.
You see that movie?
No. Heard it wasn't that good.
I've heard from some people that it's really good.
Who told you that?
A the white guy.
The mainstream media?
A white guy.
Can we just say a white guy for the rest of the show?
A white guy.
A white
guy.
For you.
A white guy.
For you. Yeah, well, that was nice. That was a good time.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I have a song.
Okay, let's hear it. What is it? Tell me about it.
The name of the song is...
Albert Einstein.
One Dance.
Oh. Huh. Would I know it?
No.
That's not true.
Here it is.
Do you want to talk over this one?
No.
Okay. Grips on your waist, front way, back way. You know that I don't play. Streets not safe, but I never run away. Even when I'm away. OT, OT, there's never much love when we go OT. I pray to make it back in one piece. I pray. That's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. Baby, I like your style.
and guidance. All that I'm wishing for my friends. Nobody makes it from my ends. I had to bust up the silence. You know you gotta stick by me. Soon as you see the text, reply me. I don't wanna spend time fighting. We got no time and that's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
Down, I'll take it slow, make you lose control.
Allegedly, yeah.
Of what?
Biebs and Drake.
Oh, cool.
Busy.
This is neither of them right now.
This is someone else singing Bieber right now, I think.
Okay.
Or it's... Oh. Oh, this is funny that this came up when I Googled. This is someone I went to high school with.
What?
This is someone I went to high school with.
Oh, wow.
I didn't like him, so we're not listening to that.
All right.
It sounded okay. But he's a bad man.
Why?
He lied about his grandma dying.
What?
Whoa.
Why?
To not come to, like, good practice.
That's sick.
For a thing.
Dude, what a classic excuse.
Dude, this guy, like, okay, so died. I'm about to throw, hold on.
Put a diss track.
I'm about to diss, dude. Okay. I'm about to throw down... Put some skin in the game, to be fair.
Dude, let's do...
So...
This is a beat?
Yeah. I'm not rapping. I'm talking.
Oh, dude. Rap.
All right, I'll try and explain it.
Yeah. Sorry. That'd be sick.
What I do is what I do.
Houston, Atlanta, Vegas.
I should have started on this
Yo, beat. Go in.
All right, this is a little bit embarrassing, listeners. When I was in high school, I was in an a cappella group, listeners. It was not very good. It was kind of bad, kind of mediocre, but I liked it because I like to sing and do other shit. So I got in as a freshman, no big deal. I'm pretty good and I'd like to steal.
Yes.
All the solos from some other folk because I'm pretty good at singing. Some would say I'm kind of dope.
Swear.
So this guy was in our group. He was a bit of a ginger, a bit of an Ed Sheeran type. He, you know, his name was Brayton Bowman.
And
I'm about to go in. With my hype man Rowan. With my burrs, I'm gonna kill this guy with my words. I'm gonna talk about how he lied about his grandma's death.
She didn't die. She still alive.
She might have died since then. The odds are pretty good that she died since then. But anyway, so he was flaky. His commitment to this group was kind of shaky. His talents, they were nowhere near our boy Drakey. So he didn't come to practice.
and he decided to skip practice and told all the people in charge that he wasn't coming because he was going to his grandma's funeral.
That funeral practice.
Then someone else in the group yes. that night also wasn't at practice, but like saw him getting like smoothies or some shit.
Smoothies. Oh.
He was getting some.
Oh,
froyo.
Froyo with you.
So yeah, so he lied about not going to practice.
Yes.
His grandma was alive. She didn't really die.
Yes.
So what a dick, am I right?
Yes.
So now Brayton Bowman's in the music scene.
Bowman.
He is singing, and he likes to make some dissing mean Bowman. Things towards our school because he's a dick.
Bowman.
So real talk, this guy transfers out of our school.
Right.
Then starts this like music career after going to like Drexel or some crap.
Right.
No offense to Drexel. Great school.
Wait, he went to Tufts?
No, my high school.
Oh, like transferred from your high school to Drexel is what you said?
Oh, sorry. He transferred to some other school and then went to Drexel or something like that. And so he's like doing okay on the music scene.
Yeah.
He's doing... on.
Word.
This guy is... He's doing okay in music. I'm seeing in some like listicles and blogs. He's very like... pop version of Ed Sheeran core, you know, like.
How popular is he?
I mean, he came up when I googled Drake mashup good. I saw him on like one list once. He's not very popular, but like he's very like he's got that image of like.
Yo, this isn't that good of a beat.
Like, it's really not. I just
like without Fetty's like singing.
How dis?
I don't know if any of the Fetty ones will be good.
Yeah, but
dude, you're good with going on with a Drake one, dude.
Oh.
Baby girl, you're so damn fine, though. When you walk over, I press rewind. Oh.
What's this?
It's a bad attempt at
recreating the acoustics.
Oh, yes. Dude, this is the goat beat.
This is a goat beat.
Turn up, dude. Turn up. Yes.
So Brayton Bowman, he go for one of those vibes where he likes to shit on the high school, pretend that he had a really hard time. He talks about how everyone was mean to him. But really, he was just mean to everybody else, you know?
He was mean.
He was a mean guy to many people, and he was not very committed to music and performing or anything. But now he gets to have that whole victim vibe in his public persona, you know?
Dude, his grandma didn't even die.
Oh, Nana didn't die. This guy didn't even try. He wouldn't come to practice. That guy is getting high. He's not even thinking about 420. He's not even making money. I'll tell you though in a minute who did. But first I'm gonna say shit. Lot of motion pictures coming out this summer. I hope none of them are a bummer. Hope some even make money. I'm gonna list a few, alright?
Let's go.
Captain America, Civil War. It's gonna take Spider-Man on a tour. Then you got X-Men Apocalypse.
Dude, you better get millions in here.
I'll get to that. You know. Burrs, he hasn't seen Deadpool yet. He's been talking about literally every day. He won't go see it. I keep getting in his way, making him spend his cash on shawarma and falafel. He gets his whole mouthful of those grape leaves when he gets his hands on them. Hey, but yes. He's gonna spend that money on Captain America's Civil War. Ay. Maybe mysterious beasts and where to find them.
Hey,
he might even see Rogue One. But wait a second, I'm not even done. Star Wars made millions. Rowan made millions. Beyonce made millions. Minions made millions. Those little yellow fuckers are here to stay.
Yes.
Yes.
Even though they're very lame.
They're not good.
Lame.
Yo, can this just be a straight Minions diss now? Yo, Burst. Let's hear what Jerzok's got to say on this.
Go in.
Go in on this beat, dude.
go ahead.
Or should I click here for his first ever original song?
Huh?
The person who made this beat. And by made this beat, I mean uploaded it to YouTube.
You made a beat?
No, Burrs, give us a verse, dude.
Oh.
And yes. We here in that house?
Yes.
Yes. So, I'm here, I'm looking at I'm City Hall. But we just trying to get down and shoot a ball. All I'm doing is I'm walking down the street. And when I'm talking about when I hit that repeat.
Yes.
I'm doing, I've been here for 4 years. Too long, many years. Looking Kanye for those 30 hours. Can I get him back? No, it's sour.
Yeah. Oh! Oh!
Yo, and we rolling. And we rolling.
And we rolling
with the Rowan. And we rolling with the Rowan. And hey,
how's it going?
That's my boy Rowan. And yes. Joe.
Also known as Joel.
Yeah. Joe.
Yo, can we talk about how Rowan never raps?
Yo, I'm a hype man.
I think it's a load of crap.
Hype.
I'm a hype man.
Hype.
Yo, you want to hype me?
Yeah.
I'm about to go inward.
Go inside.
All right. Don't get me wrong. I like Tufts. It's a pretty good school. But yeah. I'm feeling like a fool because everyone around me is like not cool, you know? I like people here, but I'm surrounded by a bunch of people who make me feel queer, and I don't mean that in my sexual orientation. I mean that as in they make me feel odd on this nation.
Right.
So let's start with a couple of them. Gonna have a good time with this. they're not gonna hear this.
Ready? Ready, Zach Shapiro.
That guy just got a job. Congratulations, buddy. Mazel tov. You're gonna work for the Council on Foreign Relations. Except you are kind of racist towards people living in the Middle East. It's really fucked up that you take this class and you talk about Arabic and you learn that, but you have specifically said that you don't like
against
those people
that.
And never want to live
against
in that part
that.
Of the world. So that's kind of questionable. It's a little bit,
not sexual.
Yeah, not sexual. You know, it makes me wish that I could stop you.
You were sensible.
That you were sensible. You're good at this. You should rap more. All right.
I got another one. All right. Should I hit you with the person?
You can hit me. It'll probably get to the one I'm going to do.
This one's a burst, actually.
Oh,
ready?
No. Don't.
Oh, ready?
No.
Ready? Colin, help me.
He's got to roast him later, dude.
I
this could be a warm-up. This could be a warm-up.
This could be a warm-up.
Cyberbullying.
I got it. No, do a verse. I'm going to plan on that verse.
All right, I got one.
Yeah, all right.
All right, it's been about 6 years since 2010, but where are all my friends?
Yeah. Nobody came to my birthday.
I feel like we're supposed to act like men, but no one's been doing that. So I want to talk about this, and I'm going to get to this, but I'm going to start with that. So we have a thread on Google Hangouts.
Right. Oh, I know where this is going. My name is Rowan.
Listen, my age is 22. I don't think I'm a fool, and I think we can be rational adults when we talk to each other about things that upset us and maybe do or do not.
Right.
So there's this guy.
40%.
40%.
40%.
60, I believe.
60%.
This guy is 60%. Interested in politics. He's gonna go into it. Good luck.
You dick.
Oh.
Oh.
About a month ago, he said that Jeb Bush still had about a 60% chance to get the Republican nomination. Are you kidding
Not
me?
Not this nation.
Not this nation. Hey! Yo.
That's that Trump shit. Ooh.
So, I had to restart the beat, but yeah. I want to talk about this real quick.
Do it.
I'm having trouble getting the rhymes to come out because I'm...
Do it.
Do it for Rick.
I feel like since we're 22, 21-ish, 22-ish...
Go in.
Third decade. Living these 20s.
We should be able to talk to one another and figure out what's been giving us a bother, you know?
Somebody come to my birthday.
So if I make a joke referencing how your political instincts are bad, don't just rage quit a thread. If you're mad, talk to a brother about it. I mean, your brother, Avery Tripathi.
Avery Tripathi.
And don't be one of those. You know what I'm talking about. Bad.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about, to be honest.
Elaborate.
Yo, where's that Halvey verse?
Yo, Halvey.
So I'm talking, he's on that YouTube video. He's at the stumping for his boy Rubio. But he fucking blows because he's in New Hampshire. And it's freaking cold. He's driving everywhere out.
Go.
So when you're living with these people, trying to look around, where all the people? You don't have your fam in the house. You're looking around. What the hell is going on? And you're asking people what they gonna say. Who they- people.
Yo, tell them who made millions at least.
When you're rolling dice in Vegas, there's one way. There's only one way to make it.
Yeah.
Throw your soul out. Put your money in the chips and throw them down.
What?
And you're gonna get around to getting that money. There's some times when you're gonna get a beer and you're gonna buy it for a 41-year-old Native American woman.
Yeah.
You gotta live life and take a roll, take a chance, and go.
This is the best beat of all time.
It's so
like fresh, I'm not good at rapping on it.
Everyone should try rapping over to this beat.
It's so good.
You gotta say it. You can't do a freestyle voice and not talk about minions making millions or someone making
minions
millions.
Making millions. Ron,
can you at least do a verse about people making minions?
No, I can't.
Making minions? I'm going to find the producers. This bit.
Corral's a little minions.
This bit will be worth it, I swear.
Steve, keep him around.
What did that mean?
Steve Corral.
Oh,
my boy. I was like, what?
All right. You want to hear?
Said Corral.
You want to hear who made minions? You wanna?
Yeah.
We gave you the directors, Dream the producers, works. The writers, the starrings, and the narrators.
Yo, Pixar?
The directors made millions.
I got it.
Yeah.
Pixar made millions.
Yeah. Pierre made millions. Kyle made millions. Chris made millions. Janet made millions. Brian made millions. Sandra Bullock made millions. Jen Hamm made millions. Michael Keaton made millions. Allison Janney, she made millions. Steve Coogan, he made millions. Jennifer Saunders made millions. Pierre made millions. Jeffrey Rush made millions. Oh, I was supposed to say made minions for all of those, and I just said made millions. Millions. I ruined
off
that
the minions.
Beat.
Jeffrey Rush was in Minions?
He's the narrator.
What?
Sorry, narrator.
Narrator.
Yeah, do you ever spell that word wrong?
Narrator.
You know what word I heard today in class? Privatization.
Oh, nice.
That's very English pronunciation of that.
Yes.
Can you put my aux on? Throw that on.
Yeah, sure.
We want to do more beats, or are we trying to do some Prince?
Prince? Oh.
Your love is fading. Oh, yes.
Play some Prince.
Or Fade.
But first let Burrs rap this bad fade. Boy.
I feel it's fade. I feel it's fade. I feel it's fade.
I feel it fade.
I feel it's fade.
Fade.
I feel it's...
Yeah. Yo, rap about Senate. Give Senate a sign off.
I feel it. Your love is fading.
Yeah.
I feel it.
Yeah.
I feel it.
You rolling.
My name is
Rolling. So you young. Trying to get around and get some swung. Trying to go round and round and sprung. And you don't know what's gonna happen next.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go in.
Going in, dude.
Dude, this is a fun beat.
So when you're feeling hung,
what?
You're gonna get some. I don't know, dude. I've just got right, words that rhyme with tongue.
Oh, yeah. You cheater.
You cheater. Oh, wow.
Dude, you're drinking that shit.
Oh, Quentin Miller.
Yo, Meek could come at me any day.
Yo, Rome, play some Drake. Or not Drake, Prince. Same guy.
All right. It's definitely going to be a tonal shift. I'll say that. But this is one of the, this is the best song.
This is Nothing Compares to You.
Yeah.
By Sinead O'Connor.
I never meant to call you when you fall. Never meant to call you in pain. Yeah, but I'm the one who wants to let you love me. I only want to see you laughing in the purple rain.